Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows, only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios. We'll help you press record.
And hello, movie lovers and Penguin fans alike. This is our episode 6 review of The Penguin. This is Gold Summit. And I also have my good friend and co-host, Rossi, with me. We're going to be breaking this thing down. I just want your initial thoughts on what you think of the season so far, and then we'll go into episode 6.
Oh my gosh, I absolutely love this series. I thought that it was going to be like what we normally see with the Penguin, you know, the comic book Penguin. So I'm thinking at some point he's going to, like, his face is going to be like, you know, powdered white, or, you know, just I'm thinking that, you know, from the Batman series. But wow, I was just so pleasantly surprised. And what really got me is the fact that Colin Farrell. Oh, my gosh. What an amazing job. You can't even see him in this character.
No, he disappeared.
Like I was blown away. And you know, for me, I tend to like look at him and look in his eyes to try to see where I see him at. And he did such a fantastic job as the Penguin. And I love this take of this real man. You know, this not this, you know, cartoon character. This man with this life. And It's just brilliant. And then all the characters that make up this series is absolutely amazing. Like, I love this series. I absolutely
do. The writing is fantastic. I love
the writing is amazing. And Sophia is dope as hell. Like, mm-hmm. You want to hate her, but I love her. I love her.
I love Sophia so much.
Oh my gosh. Last episode, not this past Sunday, the Sunday before, wasn't that? Yeah. The way she took out the family, amazing.
Genius. Yeah.
It was absolutely genius. Yes. So I'm absolutely in love. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
But yeah, yes. Joanne said that she loves her Halloween costume, in case anybody, our listeners, are wondering. She's actually a fallen angel for Halloween. Yes. This is also part of her episode that she's doing for a video game segment right after this show.
Right.
But yeah, you're absolutely right, though. It is just mind-blowing how electrifying and horrifying Sophie is whenever she needs to do something. And I love how she takes care of the family. I love how she goes on ahead, kills off the family, and then she ends up getting Johnny Vitti to help her.
Yes.
And she gets him right whenever she needs him. And then she knows that he's going to backstab her later on anyways, because that's like the last remaining family member.
Right.
So what better way to do that than exonane the last family member of your father, and now it's going into the new family, the new traditions, the new ways of doing things, and also to having the Maroni family now, the leader, Salvatore Maroni, joining them.
Absolutely. But I thought that was that scene where they're all at the table and she's bringing together the new family, and he's sitting there saying, this is not going to work, whatever. She X's him out, and the way she does it, and everyone, all the men around the table are just, they're shocked by that. But I love how she takes control of the situation. She's not afraid. You know, her family backstabbed her by, they did her dirty by locking her up, making her that person, the serial killer. And she wasn't that, you know, but she's just dope. In that scene, her as the mob boss, the mob woman now, running a family, just the, like I said, the writing is just brilliant. It really is. I mean, it makes you want more. I wanted to binge it out. Like, I wish it was just all uploaded at once so I can just sit and watch it. Yeah.
But I'm glad it isn't, because it savors the flavor to speculate and have that water cooler conversation, which is why I love weekly shows like this, to where I can speculate and not know everything that's going on. And it's also easy for us to be able to dissect stuff and take some stuff in very easily. So that's what I love about weekly shows versus binging. But yeah, I would actually binge this as
well. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I want it to. It's like, you know, it's so hard to wait for the next episode to come out a week later. Like, you know, because once it goes off, it's like, damn it, I want to, like, and the way the episode leaves you, you know, when it's over with, it's like you just sit back and like, wow. I mean, again, amazing job. Writers did great. The actors are also just, it's so realistic. It's so real.
It really is. And so now we're going to go into the fact that Oz has managed to grow his empire significantly, reproducing and distributing the Bliss in the underground trolley. Sophia and the Maronis kill several Bliss dealers as a warning, leading Oz to decide to give away Bliss for free to raise demand across all other gang territories. So what I like is, I like how it starts off with Oz talking as if we're the audience, as if we're working for him.
Right.
And I like how Victor is actually on his motorcycle. He comes back over to where the trolley is.
Right.
And he's telling everybody, hey, it's construction. If any of your wives ask, it's construction.
Right.
And so then goes, and so now they're trying to figure out ways to actually control the whole entire streets and also get the triads on their side and all these other gangs on their side to get the drug. And I really love how smart Oz is, even though he's clumsy at some areas, but still overall he's doing really good.
No, the way that they, you know, showed when he when they go into the tunnels and he looks around and he's able to see what that can become, you know, and then, you know, you see how fast he got everything going, you know, in a span of time, and the genius of it all. But, you know, he stole those drugs, made it work for him, and then getting all the other families together so that he can have that alliance, because he knows that Sophia is coming for him. He knows that that's happening. So I didn't know if the triads were going to go for it at first. You know, I thought that they would, you know, be like, no, we're not in, because, you know, Oswald is not someone you want to trust. You know, he's backstabbed damn near everyone he's worked with. So you understand them being hesitant, but he has a good thing going. And I love the way he sat and told them, listen, I've done this, I've done that. I get that you guys don't trust me, but, you know, I'm going to make us all rich. You know, we're going to take back, you know, the city is going to be ours, and I want you all in on it, you know, over a can of beer and a, you know, a toast. You know what I mean? Like a handshake.
Is it just me? I thought he might have actually done something to the beer. Because I thought maybe he did something with it, but I'm like, no, that wouldn't make sense, because Oz needs them. So he wouldn't whack them with a can of beer or anything. So, but, you know, you're right, though. I definitely love how he's really smart with this. He's like, we're going to be united. We're going to be stronger than we've ever been before because of this. And people are going to be, and you know what? It's kind of like 8 Mile, right? With Eminem. I know what everybody has to say about me. I did backstab Sophia. Yes, I did take her drug. Yes, I am a narcissistic asshole. Yes, I am all that. If you want to, pull a bullet in me right now. Put a bullet in me right now. He goes, but there's more. And he's all, like, he says, you know what? There's someone else that you might want to kill. Yours truly. And as he's speaking, he goes, but that you guys listening to me right now tells me that you guys don't want to kill me. Because you want to hear what I have to say. Like how the leader of the triad is like, oh, he actually mentions it. And he goes, yeah, I did that. He owns up to it. Knowing that
he owned up to everything he did. And going back to the beer, like when he, you know, has the guy, you know, grab me a beer. knowing him, I'm thinking the beer is rigged. He's about to blow all these people up. Like, what is he going to do? So you're waiting to see, is this a trap? Did he, you know, did he get them all together to kill all of them, you know? And even though it doesn't make sense with Oz, you just don't know what you're going to get. And then when you see that, okay, he's cracking a beer, it's nothing. This is like, he's letting them know, I've done A, B, C, and D, and I confess to it. But I do want to hit on another part when we have Sophia, you know, when
Salvatore Maroni.
Yes, Maroni go to where Oz used to live. And I'm thinking, okay, Oz is smart enough to not leave anything behind. And the fact that they think his mother's dead, he did a really good job at no one knowing that she's alive. So when they go in there, you know, you're kind of like, you know, thinking, you know, butterflies in his stomach for me. So I'm like, oh my gosh, please don't let them. Could you, really quick, you're pulling for Oz, guys. You know, you're pulling for the bad guy. You want him to win. You want him to take over the city. So I'm hoping don't let them find anything. And then when she finds the picture of, you know, the woman he's involved with, I'm like, oh my God, that woman's gone. She's
gone.
And
the underwear.
And then the picture, which, you know, yours truly, you know, right. So you found someone that he truly cares about. And then I'm thinking, okay, this is how this woman is going to leave. Because from the beginning of this series, when they introduce Oz's girlfriend, you do, at least for me, I'm like, I know she's not going to be around long. Because, you know, it's something's going to happen to her because she's too close to Oz. So when Sophia goes over there, you know, for me, I'm like, she's goner.
Right.
She's a goner.
And you see, another thing that I like, too, is when Salvatore is looking through stuff, and so is Sophia. She's like,
right.
And he turns on the fireplace. She goes, yeah, I know about that. So shamefully. But I also like how he goes, he left me with fucking nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Yes.
To show for it.
Right.
And he goes, and he's like, he has no family. He has nobody.
Right.
We won't have anything for leverage. This pisses him off even more.
Right.
We know that this guy has nothing that they can threaten him with. Which Oz is smart enough not to even say anything about his mother, other than Sophia thinking that she's dead.
Right.
Oz said that she died. So that was smart on Oz's part not to actually, it's kind of like saying, oh, you're my coworker, but I'm not going to go ahead tell my coworkers everything about my life.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, they'll come back on me. That's exactly what he did. But I loved how he handled that. And then Sophia's like, here's a 9-iron. Go ham on it.
Oh, that's right. When you practice your swing, she goes in a room, and that's when she finds the drawer with the woman stuff, and then realizes that he does care about someone. But I get where he's coming from because I mean, Oz took everyone away from him. His wife, you saw how close their relationship was. He absolutely loved his wife, his kids. I mean, he you know, besides being a mob boss, he's a family man. You know,
exactly.
And so to know that someone took the most valuable people in your life and you can't do nothing about it. There's no one that he has that you know of that you can get back at Oz for.
Other than Vic.
For getting rid of your family.
Other than Vic. But another thing that I want to talk about, too, is because I'm geeked out over this, too. But, this is another thing for me is like whenever you see Salvatore and you see Sophia getting along in the kitchen. And also, she's sleeping with the psychiatrist, though, too, that she had, the doctor that she has.
Right.
And she's tied him up, showing female dominance over him, showing that she's in control of the whole entire thing. He's has no control here. So it's about how before he used to have control. Now it's the tables have turned, and now she has control over him and over this whole entire family. But I like how Sophia and Salvatore are breaking bread together as like a father and daughter kind of thing. And he's like, look, it's going to be bad if the triads are going to be teaming up with Oz here.
Right.
Because otherwise we're going to be SOL. And she's like, they can't do anything because they made the deal with me. But at the same time, you don't have a product.
Exactly. Oz has your product. And what you don't know is that Oz has the triads now. And you know, excited to find out how that's going to go down. But yeah, the relationship between Salvador and Sophia, you know, them sitting at the table, and when she brings out, he's cooking the food of, you know, the recipe that she gave from her family. And she's like, don't use those bowls, use these bowls, you know, the nice bowls. And they're sitting there. And, you know, one thing about her, you see the scars that's on her, you know, the scars that the torture that she went through when she was, you know, locked up, and him seeing that and knowing that those two are going to pair together, all hell is going to break out, you know, because Salvador is not to be played with, you know, and he's angrier than ever. And then Sophia, she's pissed because, you know, he left her, Oz left her when Salvador's wife caught up with them, left her there with Vic. She's already pissed off because Oz knew the reason why she was locked up, and she blames him for not helping her. So they both have this vendetta, and we know how Sophia gets down. So I'm curious to find out how that's going to go. And mm-hmm. seeing the end of the episode, just I'm afraid for Oswald's mom. I'm afraid for Vic. Dude. How is that going to go? Right.
Right. But also, I like how, let me talk about Vic for a second here, especially when he does the squid.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
And there's a quote that this actually is very timely because I'm watching Tulsa King season 2.
Okay.
Tyson, something happens with Tyson's father and he wants to go ahead and make a move, right? Everybody's telling him, don't make a move. Don't do this. And then you have Stallone on the phone with him. He goes, look, man, do not do this. You're going to lose your innocence in what you're going to do. You're going to lose a piece of you if you do this. And now that's what happened to Victor now. I feel like there's a little piece of Victor that's now gone.
Yes.
To the point where he's now jaded into this thing now.
You know, I knew it was coming. I knew it was going to happen at some point. He was going to have to do that at some point, you know. But when he did, first of all, I can't stand Squid. And, you know, he doesn't realize. You don't know who you're talking to, and you don't know the people that Vic has behind him. And Vic is still that same kid. You know what I mean? Like, he's running in the big leagues, but still, he still has that innocence where he's intimidated by Squid. And you know what I mean? How he was treated. So when he was demanding that Vic take him back to his boss, I'm like, okay, this is a time where you're going to have to take care of this, you know, Vic. I didn't know that would happen. He'd get rid of Squid like that. But when he did, and he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And he runs off. Yeah, dude, the disappointment in him, he'll never be the same. I mean, and like, you know, Oswald, you know, when he, you know, grabbed him and hugged him and said, you know, it gets easier after time, you know? It's, I knew it was going to happen with Vic, but I didn't know how soon.
Me too.
You know, I thought maybe he'd get around it.
Well, I thought he would actually kill someone related to Sophia's men or somewhere around that area.
Yes.
But this just shows the loyalty that he has to Oz, and which actually makes him climb the rankings up a little bit more on Oz's side.
Right.
Now, other than being a driver and everything.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, you're absolutely right about the other scene, though, too, in the apartment, because Sophia winds up finding Oz's mom. She also finds Vic, and you know, and at that point they already cut the power on, because remember, the power was being fed through all the rich people's neighborhoods and not through the poor neighborhoods. And so he also had to threaten the politician to actually turn the thing on for his own mother, and Vic is like, hey, he did this for you, because all that time his mom's very manipulative, and also
she is
narcissistic as well as what Oz is too.
Right.
So we have two narcissistic characters that are related to each other, but he's just trying to earn the respect of his mother. And what better way to do that than turning on the electricity, because she doesn't feel like that she's at home. She feels like she's somewhere else in Dungy.
Because that's herself. Where she came from. You know, she worked to get her kids out of that situation and living like that. And then to go have to hide out like that, you know how she is with Oz. You know, you're nothing. You're, because she expects for him to take care of her and give her the best of everything, you know, and he struggles with that, but also trying to keep his mother safe. So, you know, Sophia finding out, you know, through Oz's ex, you know, or the woman that he really cares for, her telling Sophia where she can find Oz, because obviously she's hurt because of the fact that Oz lied to her, and she knows he's a manipulator. She knows that he lies, but about her girls, he knew who did that to her girls. And Sophia kind of, you know, threw in some things in there as well, but finding out where Oz is, and the way that Sophia was standing in that doorway watching, you know, Vic and the mom dance because lights have come on, her music is on, and just the way she's standing there with that crowbar in her hand and just looking at Oz's mom and Vic, like, and it goes off, of course, guys, but what do you think? Do you think she's going to kill him?
Okay, so I predicted last episode that either Vic or the mother's going to die. I didn't know that they were going to be in the same room together. But so now it's kind of like Negan from The Walking Dead. Which one do I kill and which one do I let live?
Yes.
In a situation.
Yes.
Of like, okay, if I kill his mother, there's more of an impact.
Right.
And if I leave Vic to his dismay, he'll go ahead and say that Sophia was there and he's just a messenger that's left behind. So it's like, which one does he care about the most? And which one is the most impactful for him?
His mother, of course.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, to see how crazy Oz is going to go when, you know, if that does happen, I think we're going to see a whole nother side of the Penguin that we haven't seen. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen him upset, but not, you know, not like that. Okay. So the cliffhanger. The cliffhanger is so great. It's so great. And I'm just like, and I don't want anything to happen to Vic or the mom, you know, and I'm hoping that Sophia just, you know, tell me where Oz is and I'll let you guys alone, you know. But of course we know she doesn't deal like that. That's not her. And I don't believe there's any way that the writers are going to let her have a, you know, softened heart because it's his mom. No, she did that with the girlfriend. You know, she didn't kill her. She, you know, yeah.
Because, okay, let's talk.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
About the girlfriend situation, and then we'll jump back over to this, because I really wanted to talk about that. But I like how she goes into Eve's apartment.
Yes.
And she just, oh, so this is what he likes, huh?
Right.
And looks at the wigs, looking at all the costumes.
Yeah.
And then, and she kind of respects her in a way, you know?
Yeah, like, I got that too.
And I like how she says, oh, so you tell people what they want to hear. What did you tell them? Oh, you're destined for destiny or greatness.
Right.
And he eats it up, huh? So I like that whole entire dynamic of she's also playing a power card with Oz, though, too. A woman over a man.
Yes.
Messing with his head.
Yes.
She says Sophia also messes with people's heads, too.
Yes. And so, Sophia, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go on ahead.
Oh, and Sophia, you know, when they finally sit down and face each other, I think, you know, when Sophia realized that this woman knows nothing about what actually happened to her girls, you know, she's also left in the dark. I think that's why Sophia let her live, was because you were duped as well. Just like I was duped, you were duped. You didn't even know that Oz knew that my father was involved in getting rid of your girls. And it's made very clear in the beginning of the season how Eve feels about her girls and how they protect Eve, but Eve really protects her girls. So I think at that point, I don't think she did it to save her life. You know, so Eve did that to save her life. I think that she told because he knew how important and how much I love these girls and the things these girls have done for him to protect him. And this whole time he knew.
Well, I think also too is about the fact that Eve cares about these girls. That's all she cares about.
Yes.
And she doesn't want anything to happen to them. So therefore, yes. I also like how she also makes them go on ahead and get Sophia to bring her up to the apartment, which is actually smart, which is perfect. And then there's also a quote that Eve also said, where Sophia says to Eve, she goes, you know, I respect the women that you have here and the love that you have here. That's something that I'm never going to have.
Yes.
And she knows it. Yeah. She knows that the men are not going to take her seriously.
Right.
And I've said that from day one, that the men are not going to take her seriously unless she does something drastic to actually prove her point. And that's what she did.
Yes, she did.
But she even still believes that she's not going to have that love and respect still.
Right. Not what Eve has. And mentioning to Eve, you know, like you said, basically, you know, your girls didn't even want to give you up. Like they care for you, you know, and yeah, so I agree. I don't want to go back to that. But yeah, I absolutely agree with you.
Right. Let me think here. And then also, too, I like how they're also using the tunnels as a way to actually lose them. Because remember, at the very beginning, Vic is like, yeah, I think I've seen Salvatore and Sophia's men
right
up there.
Right.
And he goes, well, you followed? No, I wasn't followed or anything.
Right.
And I loved how the tunnels is such a big character in this thing about how everything is done.
It's very
smart.
They can go anywhere. They can go anywhere and get away quickly. Like you know, Sophia was mentioning, like, you know, they're saying like they disappear. Like they just fell off the face of the earth, basically, because they're in those tunnels. And so, yeah, the tunnels has a life of its own, you know, and the fact that they can get around, but the base of operation is in those tunnels. That was brilliant that Oz saw that and realized this tunnel is a huge commodity. Like we could do so much here. And no one will even know.
Exactly.
Very smart. Then, he's very smart, you know.
He is. It's just that sometimes his planning doesn't go to
Absolutely.
The point of plan. He has to go like a plan C to cover up a plan A and B.
Yes.
And wing it sometimes.
Right. And I like that about that character. It humanizes him. It doesn't make him this guy where everything goes right. I like the fact that he has this clumsiness about him, or he plans something, but it doesn't go right. But he has, like you said, A, B, C, and D to fall back on, you know? Yeah. And you get used to that at this point watching the series, because you're like, what is he going to F up again? You know what I mean? What is he, you know, what is he going to do again? Please cover your bases, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I love about him. I like the fact that he's not perfect. This is like a, you know, everybody's like, well, Robert Pattinson's Batman is like a year one Batman. If you think about it, the Penguin is kind of like a year one Penguin as a viewer that's watching his clumsiness and watching his rise to where he is on the streets.
Right.
So that's how I'm looking at it, as like a year one Penguin fighting to actually gain control over the city of Gotham, does to know the crime lord that he is now, that he's going to be. But there's also that other part, too, where he ends up telling Victor, because this is actually the part where Victor wipes the blood off his shoe.
Right.
And he tells Victor, hey, look, I don't know how much more I can do for my mom. And even his own mama is wanting to put a bullet in her head or something.
Right.
He's like, I don't know how much more I can take between the Parkinson's disease and then the Alzheimer's.
Right.
And then something else on top of it and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, his mom, I mean, she's a hindrance, you know, and I love the way he loves her, but she is a hindrance. That's a lot to be concerned with while he's out there trying to become king of the city, you know, and dodge bullets and, you know, this person and that person. And then he has to go and make sure that the mom's okay. Make sure that no one knows who she is or where she is or the fact that she's even alive, you know. So, and then giving Vic that responsibility is huge, because he knows if he messes up with the mom, you know, he's a goner, you know. So, and he's been walking on eggshells since episode one, you know, pertaining to Oswald. But I do love the fact that you watch the relationship. It's like a father son, you know, kind of with Oz and Vic, you know, because Vic, you know, obviously we know he lost his family. He has no one. The girl that he had, you know, moved away. I thought he would leave with her. But, you know, he didn't. So all he has is Oswald.
Yeah, that's all he has. He just has Oz.
That's it.
And at first I was like, you know, does Oz generally care about at all? Or is it manipulation? Because remember that one scene where he goes, well, kid, you could have left at any time. I'm like, no.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, you're gaslighting him. And then right. Now he's all the way in it because I think he has stalker syndrome, if I'm not, because of the way, because, you know, before he's like, oh, I want to leave. But he kind of got in his head to the point now he doesn't want to leave. But
yeah, I think that I think you know, he doesn't care about anyone, but I do believe and feel that he does care about this kid. I think that if anything happened to Vic, he would go out and get rid of everyone that was involved. So I do see or feel that their relationship has become closer. Like, he does care if Vic leaves, you know, he doesn't want Vic to leave. He wants Vic to stay and work with him. So I feel like Oz needs him more than ever.
Right. I think so, you know? And right. And not only that, but nobody gets to see Oz's vulnerable side.
Right. Vic. Yeah,
he gets to see the person he is behind the curtain.
Yes.
And nobody gets to see that but him. And right. That's also a good thing in a sense, because now maybe he can make a deal with Sophia and right. He can go on ahead and say, hey, look, da 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 da, and rat right. Oz out. But I don't see him ratting him out.
I don't either. I really don't. Yeah, I don't see that happening. It would be a shocker if he does, just to save his own life. But I don't see that happening. You know, I would be shocked if he, to save his life, that he says, you know, and or that he takes Sophia to Oz, you know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. So let's go with some predictions as far as what we think. Do you have any predictions for next week's episode that you think that might happen?
Yeah, I believe that Sophia is going to get rid of Oz's mom. And I believe that she's going to force Vic to take her to Oz.
You know, that's not a bad idea as well. Because if you go on ahead and you get the mother to go down to where the sewers are, that's it. You already have leverage on the mother.
Yes.
You also have know where they're keeping your bliss at.
Yes. Yeah.
You already. But the thing is, Oz is probably going to also be 10 steps ahead. Right. Might have all the gang members already in that tunnel waiting on her.
Could be.
So I think by episode 8, this is just my prediction for episode 8, but I'll do a part 7 though too. But I'm thinking that there's going to be a huge mob war at the end of episode 8.
Where absolutely.
It's showdown, guns blazing, absolutely. With all the gangs united with Oz.
Right.
And it's going to be a Mexican. It's going to be a standoff. It's going to be.
I do believe that. I agree with you. Do you think that at some point Sophia will die, that she will be killed? Or do you think that she will be spared?
I don't think she's going to be spared. I think this is the knife in the coffin, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Once she gets rid of the mom.
Because here's the thing. There's two ways that you can go about it. If you're going to do business with Oz, it's like, well, since this is my product, I want half of it. And you're going to have to give me a percentage on top of it. But this is also going back to what I said about paying off the other family.
Yeah.
You would also have to pay Salvatore too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So let's say that you make about $128,000 or $500,000.
Right.
Guess what? You have to split that between Salvatore, her, and then your men. And then also yourself. By then, you're not even making a profit. So therefore, Oz is going to have to kill off Sophia. That's my prediction. He's going to kill off Sophia. I think the mother is going to end up dying in this next episode. Because I don't know about you. Remember that one episode where we see Vic coming into the house, into the apartment, and then you see a water boiling, and then you see... Okay, I actually thought that her head was going to be in pot.
It's not far-fetched. That's not
right,
especially after you deal with Sophia and the family. I thought they found her. Oh my god, they found the mom,
right?
You know, and they're gonna leave a message for Oswald,
right? And that would be a message.
Would be a message. So that's not far-fetched at all.
No.
Again, Colin Farrell, oh my gosh, how amazing is he?
I'm going to tell you
how amazing is he?
Colin has been one of my favorite actors.
Right.
I loved him in everything he does.
Right.
But this role, there's nothing left of Colin.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you can't, like I said, you can't even, the voice alone.
Is the like voice alone.
It's like night. There is an actor, like this, this is a totally different actor. The makeup is amazing. Okay. The costume is amazing, but him with the voice, you do not see or hear Colin at all. And I'm just, I love that. I mean, because it's so believable. You know what I mean? It is just so believable. And it's like, there's no way someone else is playing him. Come on. It's so good.
I actually showed Brandy a picture of Colin, right?
Yeah.
Just you're fucking kidding me, right?
I had to go back and look.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
She's like, wow, that's a major transformation.
Exactly. And
I love it. It's like a mix of New York, a little bit of Jersey. It's a mix of both. And even the actress that's playing Sophia is also playing off the New York thing too.
Let me tell you.
That accent that she does.
This woman as an actress, I love her. She reminds me of Shelley Duvall in The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you could see just that total look of her. She can possibly play anything, but when she comes out in that gown, when she gets rid of everyone in the house, and she comes out, and the makeup is just perfect, and she's just so cold blooded, and I mean, I'm sitting there just clapping at the end of the scene, like. You know, because I thought she was going to take the little girl back to Italy with her. Like, why are you sleeping out in the garden with the little girl? What is she going to do? Never in my wildest dreams did I see her doing that.
Exactly.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
You know what? I posted on the Facebook page, right? I'm like, I can fix her because I'm just so in love with Sophia. I'm like,
I am too. I love her so much. I just really love that character.
I do too. And I'm like, yeah, I fixed her. I really love this show. Hands down, one of the best shows that I've seen aside from House of the Dragon season 2. This is my favorite show right now, aside from Cobra Kai as well. That's going to be coming out. But I'm just geeked out over this. The performances are fantastic.
Right.
The directing is great. And I know that you watched The Batman before going into this.
Oh, of course. And I'm happy that you said make sure you watch that, because you have to watch The Batman before you even get into this so you can understand why the city is the way it is. It refers back to everything that happened in The Batman with the politicians. You are so right about that. And then, obviously seeing Oz in The Batman and what he was already doing with the club and everything. So when you watch this, it all makes sense. It all comes together. So I definitely recommend people to go back and watch The Batman and then start watching this series. It is one of the best series of the year, I have to say, by far. I'm enjoying this. Clint and I, we Sunday nights, that's our thing. We make our dinner. And we sit on the couch and we turn it on and we can't wait to watch. So, great job. Great job.
Yep. And the thing I think that is hard to do for a TV series is to match what they did with a movie production, right?
Absolutely.
This feels like a 7.5 hour movie.
Yes.
That's made for the small screen.
Yes.
And it's cinematic to the point where they have the same tones, same direction. The Matt Reeves Batman movie. And I think Matt Reeves is also part of the production of this as a producer.
Yeah.
But just overall, the tone is good. The way the Gotham looks is great.
Right.
I love this world.
Very depressing world, just like the movie. You know, and then when you see Crown Point and what happened with the flooding that I forget his name, and in the movie, and how it wiped out half of that part of the city. It's awesome to see it in the series, because you still see the damage. You still see everything that happened in the movie. So it's just great. It's absolutely great. I don't think there's one bad thing that I have to say about this film.
No.
Other than I wish there were more episodes. And I hope that there's a season.
And Colin even said it. He said, I'm done. I'm not playing the Penguin again because of the amount of makeup and everything that they have to do. I told Tamika, I said this to her. I said, I guarantee you, if you pull up a dump truck full of money, he'll go ahead and put on the makeup. He'll put on the prosthetics.
Right. Right.
But yeah, this is so good. And I love it. I tune in every night for this. This is what I've been wanting as far as series goes. But I just want to add one little last thing. Okay. Batman lost in the Batman.
Yes.
Think about it. He didn't get to all the bombs on time. He lost. Vic lost his family.
Yes. Very true. Very true. Yes.
So, yeah. Batman lost.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because normally Batman, you know, he saves everyone. It's a good ending. But yeah, you're very true. I could see it like that. He did lose. Yeah.
Because it's like a year one Batman. So he doesn't really fully understand everything that he's doing right now.
Right.
So, yeah. But yeah, I think that's everything that we had wanted to cover as far as the Penguin goes. But guys, if you guys are watching right now, comment in the comment section so that way we can be geeked out with you guys.
Yes.
And we can take your guys' questions. Or if you have speculations or fan theories or anything like that, email us at movielovertonight@gmail.com. Go on Spotify, comment on our Penguin stuff over there on Spotify, because now we can actually comment back and forth to you guys on Spotify, which is great.
Yes.
But yes, we want that interaction with you guys. Even after the show, comment and everything too. And give us a 5-star review. Tell us what you guys think of the show or any of the other stuff that we have over here at Movie Lovers Unite. Also too, Rossi, I know you have your gaming thing coming up in a few minutes.
Yes.
Go on ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, so you guys join me on here on Movie Lovers Unite. I'm going to be joined by Trust and Multiversa Geekdom, Jedi Master Tuck, Padawan Frito, my crew. We're going to be talking about our top scariest games that we played. So tune in. We're going to be live at 7:30 right here on Movie Lovers Unite. So come join us. Let us know what scary games that you've played, past and present.
And that's at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right? Okay.
Gotcha. Absolutely. Yes. 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. Sorry, guys. Yes.
No, it's okay. It's cool.
And catch me on Rossi's Clubhouse. Please catch me on Rossi's Clubhouse.
Yes.
Awesome interviews that I've done. Please.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You've done some great interviews, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Guys, if you want to go into the comments, not the comments, but the description of the video, it'll send you over to the audio as well for Rossi's Clubhouse. And, you know, just go ahead and show Rossi some love. She's been doing a lot of great work over there. I love it. I get geeked out every guest that she has on there. It's always great. She puts in 110% work and stuff like that. Rossi does a fantastic job at what she
does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And shout out to our unfiltered family.
Yes. Sleepy G, you also have Hypno Wellness. Get your Hypno on. Get Piddles of Support. You also have the Stupid History Minute with Kib. The list just goes on.
Check us out.
Check them out. You know, just go in and check them out. You know? But Friday night, I will be doing a show for A Nightmare on Elm Street. Coming up, and I'll have another guest with me for that. We're going to be talking nostalgia and then stripping away the nostalgia, doing best out of 10. Also, do it. Follow us on Letterboxd. I'm going to have that in the description and where you guys can reach out to me on Letterboxd. I just dropped my Trap review.
Ooh.
So go in and check that out, see what I thought about that. Also have that on Instagram as well, so you guys can check that out. So smash that like button, smash that subscribe button, go visit Rossi's Clubhouse right now. Go visit us at 7:00 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Don Tucker, with Jason, with Trust, all those people that we network with. Go on and check them out. And always until next time, guys, have a great and safe night. And thank you again, Rossi. This is all.
Happy Halloween, guys. Happy Halloween.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.